doing, Akeem?
How you doing?
Can they hear me? Go ahead, guys.
All right, guys.
So, Akeem, this is Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press. Can you just walk us through your free agent decision, you know, how things sort of went down for you the last couple days, who you were considering, and why you picked the Lions at the end of the day?
Well, the reason I chose the Lions, man, they just fit my style of defense, you know, the way they attack, get upfield, and, you know, just watching them on film over the past couple of years, it's definitely a place I wanted to get to. And then just from talking to former teammates I played with, like Tavon Wilson, man, he recommended this place as a high reference point, man. Just the way they're going, they were a playoff team, and they're building something special here, man. I just really wanted to be a part of that, and you know, they gave me the opportunity to do that.
What did he say exactly?
You know, he just gave me some referencing on Coach Chris, man. He's a high-energy guy, you know, just like one of my coaches I had in Tampa, Joe Cullen, you know, high-energy guy, loves his players, man, wants guys to work hard and just, you know, build that camaraderie here. And that's something I felt like I wanted to be a part of.
Akeem, Justin Rogers from the Detroit News. You mentioned that you were really interested in coming to the attacking style. Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself as a player, what techniques you play along the line, and where your strengths are?
Well, I play both nose and I play defensive tackle, so I'm really interchangeable. I can play both positions. And, you know, just from being in the Tampa 2 for 2 years with Coach Lovey, you know, getting upfield, getting after the quarterback, stopping the quarterback on the way to the run. That's how Detroit plays. You know, when you look at them on film, inside guys are jumping out their stance. They're 2-3 yards in the backfield, making plays. And, I mean, that's exciting, man. That's something you want to be a part of. So, you know, I got the opportunity, you know, with Bob, Coach Caldwell, and they gave me the opportunity. So I'm happy to be here, man.
I read a story that said that Gerald McCoy was big in your development. What role did he have sort of in you know, helping mold you as a player, and what did you learn from him exactly?
Oh, man. Gerald, man, he was a big help, you know, from the time I stepped in Tampa as a rookie, man. He brought all the young guys along, from me to Will to Steven Means, all the guys that came in with my class. And he was just there, man, early in training camp, getting us out there early in practice, teaching us some pass rush moves. And, you know, credit to him, man. He's a great veteran, a great pro, a great guy to be around. And, a great veteran, a great guy to be around, and he just helped mold me as a player, as a pro, and I just, you know, I mimic some stuff of him, but I'll never be Gerald, so I'm just good at what I do, man.
Akeem, Mike Rossi from ESPN, how would you describe your career arc in Tampa?
It was a solid career, man, you know, just, you know, injuries here and there, but, I mean, that's fine. I mean, that was in Tampa, you know. Had some great years, had a great year last year, you know, end up with a winning season, you know, missed the playoffs by a small shot. But now, you know, man, Detroit, playoff team that's on the rise, you know, and I'm ready to just be another part of piece to the puzzle, man, and add to that and add to the winning tradition.
What do you feel like you did last year that told you it's a breakout season?
I mean, what I did last year, you know, I just did my job. I did what I was supposed to do. I did what I was the team asked of me, you know. And granted, my numbers weren't what I wanted them to be, but you know, now I'm here in Detroit, got another opportunity, you know, and I'm here to make the best of it, man.
Anything else? All set. Thanks, guys.
I'm just curious, start us off. Did Tampa express much interest in bringing you back, and did you want to go back there?
Can I get the question one more time?
Yeah, did Tampa express any interest in bringing you back, and did you want to go back there?
Tampa expressed interest, but, you know, I needed a fresh start. I needed something new, and Detroit offered that, and they offered you know, a style that I like to play, that I've been in before, and that suits me, and that's why I'm here.
Hey, how close are you with Tavon, by the way, with you and Wilson?
Oh, man, we're college teammates, man, so I had his number the whole time he's been been in the NFL, and he's had my number, you know, and we text back and forth all the time. So, you know, that's like a brother to me, and I'm happy to be on the same team with him again and be playing with him again.
And then just last thing for me, just still a relatively young guy that you are. I was wondering what you thought of playing with Haloti Ngata, you know, someone who maybe you watched growing up a little bit.
Oh, man, that's big, man. He's a big guy, and he's been in the NFL 11-plus years, man, and I'm happy to have the chance to be working with him. And this season I'm going to be picking his brain, trying to learn everything I can from him, and because he's an encyclopedia of knowledge, man. You've been on, you know, different teams, and you've been in the league this long. That means you're doing something right, and you know a whole hell of a lot of football.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Good.